Good answer.
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast whose haircut tells you everything you need to know about its personality. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and I'm here with Michelle Jester Del Rosario.
Get ready to roll initiative.
Eric Roundhouse Raskin.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like Bea Arthur.
And Adam Disco Inferno Wendell.
Get ready to burn, baby, burn.
Hello, and thank you to everyone for joining us today. We're back in Season 6 with the second elimination match in our Nelvana division. Joining us today is special guest score master Tara.
Hello, I'm trying to get the old man groove out of Dan's desk chair.
Well, good luck with that. Also with us today is our stalwart production master. It's production master Dave.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
Well, that sounds like it's our cue to start today's first game, a round of My Champion. This is the game where each one of our players has chosen a champion from somewhere out in the world of pop culture. The only catch is we pick the battle those champions are fighting. D&D streamer Michelle Del Rosario, who is your champion today?
My champion is Parker from the television show Leverage.
Sports, gambling, and sports gambling journalist Eric Raskin, who have you got?
My champion is Adam Sandler's red hooded sweatshirt from Saturday Night Live.
And treadmill binge washer Adam Wendell, who is your champion?
My champion is Johnny Five from the Short Circuit franchise.
Three champions are locked in. I'm going to be the judge today and determine the winner. So I think it's time to spin that scenario wheel. Today's scenario, which champion is going to gain the most enjoyment from attending a Pink Floyd concert? Michelle, why is Parker from Leverage going to have the best time at a Pink Floyd concert?
Parker is a pickpocket. And Pink Floyd fans tend to be white boomer males who tend to be very rich. Parker isn't going to be watching the concert. No. Parker is going to be making her way amongst the very drunk old white men and picking every single possible pocket that she can.
Thank you, Michelle. Now, Eric, how about Adam Sandler's red hooded sweatshirt?
Oh, the red hooded sweatshirt is going to have a blast at the Pink Floyd concert, especially if it's an outdoor concert on a cool night. The red hooded sweatshirt feels very much wanted, appreciated for whoever is wearing it, be it Adam Sandler or anyone else. And the red hooded sweatshirt, of course, once inspired Paul McCartney to say dip, dip, dip. And it will appreciate the challenge of seeing if maybe it can get David Gilmour, Roger Waters, someone from Pink Floyd to say dip, dip, dip.
And Adam, how about Johnny Five from Short Circuit?
Well, the thing about Johnny Five is Johnny Five is fascinated by everything in the human world. So just taking in this human experience, not only music that he wouldn't have heard before, but just the people watching, all of it would just fill him to the brim with that desire, that satisfaction of taking in information. Not to mention the fact that if the giant inflatable pig is also in attendance at this concert, he could tell you so many things about the pig. He could give you 8 gazillion synonyms for pig, which, as we know, he loves to just tell you all of the synonyms for a word. So he would just be thrilled by the fully immersive experience of this human experience. I said experience twice, but that's okay.
Thank you, Adam. 3 pretty solid arguments there. Johnny Five definitely having that real good appreciation of the human experience.
The experience is what you meant.
Yes, human experience. But I do worry a little bit about the safety of the other, you know, people in this tight, crowded concert if Johnny Five does get overexcited. The red hooded sweatshirt argument, I really had a hard time tracking at all, and my brain is failing to process anything that happened in it. But I got to say, Parker from Leverage, total makes sense, finding a way to still find enjoyment at this concert, even if she's not necessarily super into the music. I love a non-conventional recontextualization My Champion argument, and this one's a slam dunk for me. So today's winner is Michelle and Parker from Leverage.
Yay!
Michelle, you've won My Champion, which means you'll go first in round 1 and get a crack at the half point. Get this question right and you'll have half a point to your name, giving you a competitive advantage before we even start the first round. Here is your half point question. Which 1973 Pink Floyd album holds the record for longest time spent on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart at 942 total weeks?
It's the one that's on all the t-shirts.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Oh, the Misfits.
Oh my God. It's like, it's something about a moon. Pass. I have no idea what it's called.
You're so close, Michelle. That t-shirt-laden album is called Dark Side of the Moon.
That's what it is.
Which was still in the top 200 selling albums at the date of the release of its 20th anniversary edition. Kind of cool. Well, Michelle, you still get to go first in round one. Give a little whistle. Who needs lyrics when you can just whistle? As Lauren Bacall told us, you just put your lips together and blow. Since it's so simple, many musicians have taken it as a cue to fill their songs with whistled melodies instead of singing any words. I'll play a clip from a song that includes whistling. You name the song in question. For example, if I played you this clip, you'd know that that song was
Walk Like an Egyptian.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yes, by the Bangles. If you need some help, I can tell you the name of the original artist and a lyric from the song that you're guessing. 10 points for identifying the song from the clip alone, but just 5 points after a hint. We're going to start with our My Champion winner, Michelle. Here is your first whistled song.
I'm definitely going to need a hint for that.
A Paul Simon song with the line, "Well, I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going."
Oh, God. I'm going to have to pass on that. I have no clue.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
It's me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Next up to Adam.
I think I know. I'm going to take the hint, though, just in case.
A Guns N' Roses song with the line, "Woman, take it slow. It'll work itself out fine."
Yeah, that's patience. Should have gone for it.
Just a little patience.
5 points for patience. Next up to Eric.
That is Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Yes.
Which I always associate with the Heyer's Root Beer commercial. That was how I first became familiar with Dock of the Bay.
Oh, what a fitting tribute to Mr. Redding.
The full 10 for Eric. Taking it back to Michelle.
That is Centerfold by the Jay Giles Band.
Angel is a centerfold.
For the full 10, well done. Next clip is for Adam.
That would be Moves Like Jagger.
I've got them moves like Jagger.
By Maroon 5, yes. Kicking it back to Eric.
Sounds familiar, and it's something kind of current, and that's as far as I can get, so I'll take the hint, please.
A Peter, Bjorn, and John song with the line, "If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to be."
No, I don't know it. I'm going to pass.
Oh, we don't care about the young folks.
Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John. Let's take it back to Michelle.
That is Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People.
Yes, that is Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. Well done, Michelle. Next up, over to Adam.
I have no idea. I'm going to have to take the hint, although I doubt it will help me.
A song by the band Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros with the line, Alabama, Arkansas, I do love my ma and pa.
I'm curious, but I do not know it. Pass.
Home is the title of that song by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Next clip is for Eric.
Oh, I definitely am recognizing that. I'm gonna take the hint.
It is a Pat Benatar song with the line, heartache to heartache, we stand.
Is that song just called, I'm trying to think of whether to get the title right. Is it just the word warrior?
Love is a battlefield.
Oh. Yeah, warriors, battlefields, it's all related.
It's all in there. Well, that's going to take us into our first update on the scores from Scoremaster Tara.
It's a very close game. Eric has 10 points. Adam has 15. Michelle is in the lead with 20.
All right, as we come out of our score break, we're going to change up the format a little bit. Instead of answering with a song, you're now going to hear a clip from a movie that has had some iconic whistling in it. Name the movie from the sound clip. This first movie is for Michelle.
Just whistle while you work. And
that is from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes. Next to Adam.
Oh, why is this not coming to me? I know it. I gotta take the hint.
The person whistling in this clip is actor Peter Lorre.
I am not gonna get there, pass.
Good answer.
One of the oldest movies we've ever asked about on this show. This is from 1931, the German film M. He's a murderer. M stands for murderer. Next up to Eric.
So as soon as you switched up the format mid-round, this was the first movie that popped into my mind. I'm glad I got it. Bridge on the River Kwai.
Absolutely. Well done, Eric. And for everyone's last example, we're going to go to the world of TV. So name the TV show that this whistling example comes from. Michelle, this one's for you.
Here's the thing. I know what it is. I can see the theme in my head, and I cannot, because I know it's named after a person. And for some reason, my mind is completely blanking on the name of the show. Can I get a hint?
This show stars actor Ron Howard.
I know it. It's like at the tip. It's like the Andy something. It's Andy something. And I cannot. I'm going to have to pass. God.
Adam?
You're very close. That is the Andy Griffith Show.
Andy Griffith. Oh.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, God.
Adam, this next clip is for you.
Hey. Yeah, I was just leaving. All right.
Of course, would I? I'm going to have to ask for the hint.
The person whistling in that clip is Bryan Cranston.
Breaking Bad?
Yes, in the aftermath of the train robbery episode. Fun fact about that clip, the song that Walter White is whistling is a Johnny Cash song called Lily of the Valley, which is weird if you've seen Breaking Bad. Next up to Eric.
Yo. Yo, son, come on. Yo, Omar coming, man.
I might not have thought of it with the whistling alone, but the Omar's coming tells me that's The Wire.
Absolutely. 10 points for Eric. We'll close out round one. Next up, the scores from Tara and on to round two.
After one round of play, it's time for the Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm 100 years old score break. Hi, my name is Dan Cassino, and I am 100 years old. I hope whoever submitted that got what they were looking for. Our scores stand as follows. Michelle and Eric are tied with 30 points each. Adam barely behind with 20. But that means Adam gets to go first in round two.
That also means that Adam gets a chance to either make up some ground or do some serious damage with the Threequalizer. Adam, I'm about to ask you a question that has three possible answers. You'll have three guesses to match as many of those answers as you can. 10 points for each correct answer you can provide. Your Threequalizer question is, on Box Office Mojo's page for car racing movies, the top portion of the list is dominated by the Fast and Furious franchise and the Cars franchise. What are the three highest grossing films at the US box office that are not in either of those two franchises? It's one broad comedy, one historical drama, and one animated movie.
Let's see. Could the broad comedy be The Love Bug? Ford versus Ferrari? Herbie Goes Bananas.
Herbie Fully Loaded is up there, but not in the top three. The other two you were looking for were Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, and Turbo, the animated Ryan Reynolds voices a snail movie where he goes really fast.
Which I have actually seen in the theaters.
Oh, no.
I have kids who were the correct age to have seen that in the theaters when it came out. They now would make fun of me if I even suggested it.
Well, we're going to keep on the idea of getting started for racing for round two, entitled The Starting Lines. Frequently, contestants have an answer right on the tip of their tongues and just need that little push to get them to the correct answer. In this game, we're going to play with that idea by asking you about three pieces of pop culture that start with the same word or words. So, if you can guess one from the minimal clues provided, you'll have a strong hint as to the other two. So, if I gave you the clues, old sitcom with a talking horse, gentle Fred Rogers children's show, and a comically blind cartoon and movie character, you'd know that the answers were
Mr. Ed,
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood,
and Mr. Magoo.
Yes, that answer would get you 30 points, 10 points for each correct answer. If you need some more help, I can give you another clue that might help you figure out what the answers have in common, but then each correct answer is only worth 5 points. You'll have to decide whether you want the clue or not before giving your first answer, because once you start answering, you are locked in. Kicking off round two with Adam, who has just moved into a three-way tie for the lead after the Threequalizer. We're at equal ground starting round two, and your first set of three is this. A Disney animated fantasy flop, a Disney live-action sci-fi flop, and a 2006 Josh Hartnett true crime movie.
I'm going to take the hint.
Also fitting this could be a music group with Fergie and Will.i.am.
So that's black, and it's going to be the Black Cauldron, and I'm going to have to pass on the other two.
That Disney live-action sci-fi flop is The Black Hole, and the 2006 true crime movie is Wes Craven's The Black Dahlia. But still, 5 points for The Black Cauldron. Next up, over to Eric. It's a Bret Easton Ellis novel made into a 2000 movie, a TV series based on a Neil Gaiman novel, and a 2013 movie nominally about the Abscam sting.
Boy, I wish I read more novels. I'm going to take the hint here. Nothing's coming immediately to mind.
It could also be a movie where Eugene Levy suggests, we'll just tell your mom we ate it all.
Okay, so that makes the first word American. Oh, what? American Psycho. American Hustle. TV series.
Michelle knows this one.
American Gods.
Yes, on Stars. Michelle, this next set of three is for you. It's a 2019 crossover hit with a remix featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, a 1957 kids movie with a traumatic ending, and a 1972 Neil Young hit covered by Puddle of Mud.
Old Town Road. I don't know the other two. I'm going to pass on the other two. I'll take the 10 points.
Eric?
I believe they're Old Yeller and Old Man.
Ah, Fair enough.
10 points for Michelle. Let's kick it back to Adam. It's a Georgia-set murder movie with John Cusack and Jude Law, a rail-based hit song for Gladys Knight and the Pips, and a French-set movie where Owen Wilson time travels.
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Midnight Train to Georgia. And Midnight in Paris.
A perfect 30 for Adam. Well done. To Eric. A 2003 Tim Burton movie with Ewan McGregor, a recent David E. Kelly show about kidnapping, and a movie in which Adam Sandler becomes a foster father.
All right. I saw the movie on one of the earlier dates I had with my wife in 2003. I believe that's Big Fish. The David E. Kelly show, Big Little Lies. All right. But the movie with Adam Sandler, I mean, I did choose his red hooded sweatshirt as my champion. I'd better know that this is Big Daddy.
The more recent than Big Little Lies David E. Kelly show is called Big Sky, but 20 points for your other two answers. Next up to Michelle. It's a 2014 Mexican-themed animated film, a post-apocalyptic Hughes Brothers movie, and a 2021 Star Wars TV series.
I will take the hint.
This could also apply to an award-winning Trey Parker and Matt Stone Broadway musical.
Book of Eli. Oh, at least I got one. I feel good about that. Book of... Oh, God. I don't know. Okay, yeah. No, that's fair.
Adam, you know any of the other two?
I believe that that is the Book of Life and the Book of Boba Fett.
Adam, this next one is for you. It's a 90s Joe Dante movie about violent action figures, a sitcom about a robot, and a movie in which Zendaya is famously Michi.
So I think I know one of these. So I'm going to say that the sitcom is Small Wonder. And I'm going to have to pass on the other two.
Small Soldiers is that Joe Dante movie with the scary violent action figures. And Zendaya is Michi on all the ads for the animated movie Smallfoot. So small being our common word there. Next up to Eric. It's an El Mariachi movie, a Sergio Leone movie with Henry Fonda and Charles Bronson, and a Sergio Leone movie with Robert De Niro and James Woods.
El Mariachi. I'm going to take the hint, please.
Could also apply to a Tarantino movie with Sharon Tate.
That is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that we're spinning off of, which, by the way, my brother edited, so I better at least know that one. is one of these, is there a movie Once Upon a Time in the West? Okay. Nope, I'm drawing a blank. Pass.
Michelle knows something.
I think I know one. I think one is Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
That is the third El Mariachi film with Antonio Banderas. And the Robert De Niro James Woods one is Leone's final film, Once Upon a Time in America. Next up to Michelle. It's a 1987 Sylvester Stallone movie, a creepy 2014 Cartoon Network show with Greg and Wirt, and a 1979 Matt Dillon teen rebellion movie.
Can I have the hint?
This could also apply to Judy Garland's big Wizard of Oz song.
Why am I blanking on the Wizard of Oz song? That's so sad. Honestly, I'm gonna have to pass.
Well, the Judy Garland song is Over the Rainbow, so these are all over the titles. Stallone stars in Over the Top, the Cartoon Network show is Over the Garden Wall, and Matt Dillon was in Over the Edge. That'll take us into our next score break from Scoremaster Tara.
Starting to see a little separation between the scores now. Michelle has 45 points. Eric has 65. Adam is now in the lead with 75.
Ooh. All right, Adam, see if you can hold on to that lead with this next set of three titles that all start with the same word. It's a Ryan Gosling biopic, an acclaimed 2020 Western with Toby Jones, and a movie where Michael Keaton is the president and Katie Holmes is his daughter.
All right, I'm going to go for it because I think I know one and I don't think the hint will help me. So I think the last one is First Kid. Shoot. Well, then let's just guess. First cow and first blood. I have no idea.
10 points for first cow. The Katie Holmes movie is First Daughter.
Ah,
there is a movie called First Kid about the president's son, and Sinbad is his bodyguard, but that's a different movie entirely.
I'm pretty sure I've watched both of those on planes.
And the Ryan Gosling biopic is the movie about Neil Armstrong. That's 2018's First Man. First Blood, one of your guesses, was going to be the hint if you had asked for it, though. So you're on some sort of wavelength. Next up to Eric. A Judd Apatow Pete Davidson movie, a 1983 Martin Scorsese movie, and a 1972 Jack Nicholson Bruce Dern movie.
All right. I know two of these right off the bat. I don't know the Jack Nicholson Bruce Dern movie, but I'll throw a guess at that later. I'm pretty sure the other two are King of Staten Island and King of Comedy. So something that starts with King of. King of America.
That title is The King of Marvin Gardens. Movie about guys who like buying yellow properties on Monopoly, I guess.
Knew that was coming. Saw that one coming down the pipe.
Yeah.
Next up to Michelle. It's a Christine Baranski spinoff, a 2019 movie with Ian McKellen as a con man, and a 1993 movie with a sinister Macaulay Culkin.
I know the first one is The Good Fight. The Good Son for the last one. I don't know what the con man movie is, honestly. The Good Man.
That movie is called The Good Liar with him and Helen Mirren. And it's a fun romp of a movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Next up to Adam. A Joe Don Baker movie remade with Dwayne Johnson. A prehistoric BBC docuseries made into a movie, and a 1983 hit song for Katrina and the Waves.
The last one is Walking on Sunshine. So the Dwayne Johnson movie is Walking Tall. And I think it's called Walking with Dinosaurs.
Woo,
another nice. Big 30 for Adam.
All right.
Kicking it to Eric. An Adam Sandler Seth Rogen dramedy about stand-up comedy, a 1957 Audrey Hepburn Fred Astaire movie, and a movie where Chevy Chase moves to the country.
Adam Sandler's just popping up all over for me here. And so that one, Adam Sandler, Seth Rogen is Funny People. Chevy Chase moves to the country in Funny Farm. There wasn't some pre-Barbra Streisand version of Funny Girl, I don't believe, but let's say Funny Girl.
Funny Face is that title, Funny Face. And closing out round two with Michelle, a 1961 musical with Fosse choreography made into a 1967 movie, a book and movie series with Vikings and mythical creatures, and a Neil Gaiman adaptation about socializing aliens.
I have a thought about what it is, but I'm not going to guess because I don't want to be wrong and it would only be one. So let me get the hint.
Could also apply to a 2003 Kate Hudson Matthew McConaughey rom-com with an iconic yellow dress.
How? That's How to Lose a Guy. So it's How. Jeez, I was wrong about the first one. So how to make... It's like How to Make Friends. Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to pass.
You're right that it was How, Adam. Any of those How titles?
How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And then How to Train Your Dragon, for sure, is the book and movie series.
And that last one is How to Talk to Girls at Parties. John Cameron Mitchell taking on the work of Neil Gaiman. Well, that'll do it for round two. Next up, one more score break from Tara and on to the final round. Before we get to our last round of play, it's time for the home version. Correctly guess the answer to Tara's pop culture riddle by the time next week's episode comes out, and you can win the chance to name a score break here on the show. Take it away, Tara.
A studio picture, the director's more indie, corruption and crime in the city that's windy. Our heroine's blunt, she's no prima donna. Let her set down her dog, then get out of her sauna.
Think you know the answer to that? Then find the page for this episode here at usaquizshow.com and show off that pop culture knowledge. While you're at our website, check out usaquizshow.com/apply if you think you want to throw your name in the hat for a future season, or check out our new feature, usaquizshow.com/dreamteam. Are there other people on other pop culture podcasts you'd love to see come compete against each other here on a special episode? Then we want to know what you want to hear. So head to usaquizshow.com/dreamteam to let us know who is your dream team of great American pop culture quiz show contestants. Also, if you want to find out the answer to the riddle next week, make sure to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at USA Quiz Show, where we post those riddle solutions as well as other ephemera from this week's episode. Thanks for the riddle, Tara. How about the scores?
Going into round three, it's time for the It's Clem Fandango, Can You Hear Me score break. Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango. In our lead position, we have Adam with 115, Eric barely behind with 105, and Michelle has 65. That means that Michelle, in third place, gets to go first in round three. She will need 6 correct answers to move into first.
6 is a very doable order, because anything can still happen in the lightning round. In this round, players have their choice of categories and are given 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as possible. 10 points for each correct answer you can provide. Today's categories are One of the Moms, Advanced Geometry, Broadway Video, and EIEIO. Now, these topics aren't 100% clear from name alone, so pick the thing that you think you are going to do the best on. Or you could strategically keep something easy away from one of your fellow players. Michelle, third place, you get first crack at a lightning round category. Which one would you like? Once again, they are One of the Moms, Advanced Geometry, Broadway Video, and EIEIO.
I have no idea. Let's go with EIEIO.
You have a guess as to what's coming at you in this round, Michelle?
I have no idea. It could either be farm animals or it could also be things that end in E, I, or O.
Your first guess was right on. This is all going to be about pop culture, about or set on farms. 90 seconds on the clock. Timer starts when I finish reading the first question. Michelle, are you ready?
Yes.
The ghosts of this MLB team come out of the corn to play on Ray Kinsella's field.
Field of Dreams.
The White Sox. Bob Dylan ain't gonna work on her farm no more.
Pass.
This long-running British series had a prequel entitled Young James Harriet.
Pass.
He wrote the allegorical novel Animal Farm.
Oh my God, pass.
Fly Away Home sees Anna Paquin raising this type of bird.
Can you repeat that?
Fly Away Home sees Anna Paquin raising this type of bird.
A geese?
She co-created and starred in Bless This Mess on ABC.
Pass.
This originally fictional band sings about working on a sex farm.
Pass.
This series on the Paramount Network takes place on the Dutton Ranch.
Green Acres?
Yellowstone. This Guys and Dolls song is performed by Miss Adelaide and the Hotbox Farmerettes.
Pass.
The 2006 adaptation Flicka stars this Southern Girl musician.
Pass.
At the end of The Farmer in the Dell, this stands alone.
Cheese.
This Singin' in the Rain star voiced Charlotte in 1973's Charlotte's Web.
Debbie Reynolds?
This character says, I'll be around in the dark in The Grapes of Wrath.
Pass.
Roseanne Barr voices a cow saving her dairy from eviction in this Disney movie.
Oh, God, I have no idea. Pass.
Home on the Range is that title. God. Home on the Range.
That was a tough round, Michelle, and I have been there. So the lightning round giveth, the lightning round taketh away.
It's fine.
Looks like I've got the Michelle report this week. Bob Dylan ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Young James Harriet was a prequel to All Creatures Great and Small. The author of Animal Farm was George Orwell. Bless This Mess on ABC was co-created and starred Lake Bell. The band that sang about working on a sex farm was Spinal Tap. It was the song Bushel and a Peck, performed by Miss Adelaide and the Hotbox Farmerettes. Flicka in 2006 starred Tim McGraw in a rare acting performance from him. And when we're in the Grapes of Wrath, who's saying I'll be around in the dark? That's Tom Joad.
Michelle got 3 right. Her score now stands at 95. Not enough to overtake the lead. Next up is Eric. He has 105 points going into the lightning round. He will need to get 2 answers correct to pass Adam.
All right, Eric, pressure is on. 3 category choices remaining. They are One of the Moms, Advanced Geometry, and Broadway Video.
I'm going to take a stab at Advanced Geometry.
You want to take a guess as to what's going on here, Eric?
I'm kind of hoping that it'll be answers that have shapes in the name, like a square, triangle, circle, or somewhere in the answer.
Eric, you are spot on. Every answer in this round will have a name of a 2D or 3D geometric shape in it.
Okay.
90 seconds on the clock. Eric, are you ready?
I'm not ready.
We'll take it. He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
This 1997 Canadian sci-fi features strangers trapped in adjoining death traps.
Pass.
This is the subtitle of the second Kingsman film.
Pass.
On Disney Plus, Wanda Maximoff creates a barrier around Westview in this shape.
Sphere?
Hexagon. In a They Might Be Giants song, this man hates Particle Man.
Pass.
On Seinfeld, Kenny Banya does material about this malt-based milk flavoring.
Ovaltine.
Before the Cylon attack, Sam Anders played this sport with the Caprica Buccaneers.
Pass.
Producer Jerry Bruckheimer teamed up with people from this building while making Top Gun.
Pass.
Rapper Kool Keith created this character for his 1996 debut solo album.
Hard pass.
This Michael Crichton novel became an Ocean-bound 1998 Dustin Hoffman Sharon Stone movie.
Pass.
Michelle Burke took over for Lorraine Newman when this SNL sketch became a movie. That movie is Coneheads.
Yeah, this round went a little beyond what you could put into a children's toy at daycare. So let's go through the passes. I mean, some of these I'm just looking at. I was like, I wouldn't necessarily think of that as a shape. I mean, I get it. But anyway, the sci-fi feature with strangers trapped in adjoining death traps is Cube. The second Kingsman film is subtitled The Golden Circle. In the They Might Be Giants song, this man hates Particle Man, Triangle Man. Sam Anders played Pyramid with the Caprica Buccaneers. God damn it. So sorry. With the Caprica Buccaneers. Bruckheimer worked with people who worked in the Pentagon while making Top Gun. Cool Keith's character is Dr. Octagon. And the Michael Crichton novel that was made into a Hoffman Stone movie was Sphere. Eric got 2 answers correct. He is currently in the lead, but as long as Adam gets 2 answers right, he will be our victor today.
All right, Adam, 2 options left. Your category choices are One of the Moms and Broadway Video.
I'm going to go with One of the Moms.
You got a guess as to where this is going, Adam?
Maybe it's either about Anna Faris or Allison Janney.
It's about Allison Janney, spot on. One of the stars of the CBS sitcom Mom. This is all about the life and career of Allison Janney. 90 seconds on the clock. Adam, are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Janney's West Wing character was inspired by this real life press secretary, herself a consultant on the show.
Myers.
She wins an Oscar for playing the mother of this figure skater.
Tanya Harding.
She took the Lily Tomlin role in the Broadway version of this 80s movie.
9 to 5.
In Tammy, Janney is Susan Sarandon's daughter and this actress's mother.
Pass.
She's a scene stealer in this debut from Jim Rash and Nat Faxon.
Pass.
She voices Goldie O'Gilt on the reboot of this animated series.
Richie Rich.
DuckTales. Her character's death is the inciting incident in this delayed Kenneth Lonergan film.
Pass.
Janney's movies Juno and Drop Dead Gorgeous take place in this U.S. state.
Illinois.
Minnesota. She's the legal counsel to this Fox News executive in 2019's Bombshell.
Megyn Kelly.
Roger Ailes. Janney stars in this Todd Solondz movie that shares its title with a Talking Heads song.
Stop Making Sense. No, it's the
Life During Wartime. A 2021 Alice and Janney movie concerns breaking news in this county.
Pass.
She played Crystal Cohen on this short-lived Matthew Perry sitcom.
Gosh, the therapy one. Go on.
Mr. Sunshine.
Mm.
Shorter lived than Go On.
You mean Goon?
Goon, of course.
Oh, Goon. Only a few passes to go through. She played Melissa McCarthy's mother in Tammy, the movie from Jim Rash and Nat Faxon, was the way, way back. She's the best thing in it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She died in Margaret, the Kenneth Lonergan film, and she also headlines breaking news in Yuba County, a movie that just came out this year. Adam needed to get two answers right, and he did. So our final scores are Michelle
nail biter
with 95, Eric with 125, and Adam squeaking it out with 145 points.
Winning ugly is still winning. Yay.
Congratulations, Adam. But that does mean we have reached the end of the road for Eric and Michelle. Eric, Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the show. We hope you had a good time today, at least as good as I had playing with you, which was a very good time. That was a weird way to phrase that. Why did I do that? But before you go, Eric, is there anything you'd like to plug for our listeners, something to point them towards?
Absolutely. I have two different podcasts. If you're into boxing at all, please check out Showtime Boxing with Raskin and Mulvaney. And if you are into the gambling industry and want to keep tabs on it, I host a podcast called Gamble On for my day job, which is the website usbets.com.
Thank you, Eric. And Michelle, anything you'd like to plug for our listeners?
Yes, I am part of a group that streams D&D every Saturday from 4 p.m. to like 7 or 8. We're called Dice Functional. We're on Twitch at twitch.tv/dicefunctional. We also play video games on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And we're on Twitter at Dice Functional with an underscore at the end. And we also have a podcast, look for Dice Functional, and a website.
Dice Functional?
Fantastic. Thank you, Michelle. And the big winner today, though, is Adam. Adam, you're going to be moving on to the Nelvana Division Finals. In the meantime, what are you going to be watching, listening to catch up on to fill those pop culture blind spots?
Well, even though I eked it out, I clearly need to brush up on Alice and Janney's filmography and maybe even some really, really, really old movies.
There you go. Anything you'd like to plug, Adam?
Nothing for myself, but I will give a shout out to my lovely spouse, Sarah Wendell. You can check her out at smartbitchestrashybooks.com and Smart Podcast Trashy Books. If you are interested in romance fiction or just funny women in general, check her out.
Fantastic. Thank you, Adam. And listeners, you can also follow Adam as the disco dancer emoji over on our season 6 bracket. Well, that'll wrap it up for this week. Be sure to join us next week for the second elimination match over in the season 6 Ubu division. I've been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan and Production Master Dave, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Sitting with my highs all day. It's got the taste for when you're feeling this way. Yeah. Sitting any time of the day, sipping highs.
When you're relaxing, there's nothing like the taste of highs and sugar-free highs. So smooth and satisfying, you'll want to sip it sitting down.
Looks like a relaxing day. I'm just sitting. I'll stay. Got my highs. It's tasting real great. sitting on the dock of the bay.